In the past few hundred years, human population has completely boomed. We've taken over all the continents and even reached the moon. There's nowhere on Earth we can't live if we put our minds to it, and potentially the galaxy. Whereas in the 1800s and early 1900s, war was the method of growth, these days growing is more civilized, and we're starting to work together to reach mutual objectives. What if we told you that ants are acting in a similar fashion? That ants have the capacity to, in a sense, take over the globe? Ants are, to most of us, not that interesting. At best, they are nothing but pests that come in their homes to clean up any crumbs and leftovers and just kind of be gross. Most people also know that they form colonies, each with a queen ant, and work together to collect food and take care of each other. Ants within a colony cooperate and together work for a goal. What you probably don't know is that there are a few ant species which have defied evolution. They've done something no one could have ever predicted, and they have created what we now call ant super colonies. Super colonies are ultra-large ant colonies that span lengths greater than some countries in the world. Ants taking part in the super colony all agree to avoid aggression with each other, and all work together to take over areas as large as entire continents. One of the species of prime concern in Africa, for example, is Lepisiota canensis, and I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly. Though native to Ethiopia, large numbers of ants are currently spreading far from their home into degraded forests, agricultural lands, and urban structures. Several super colonies were found working together, the largest spanning an impressive 38 kilometers or 24 miles. Other ant species from South America have hitched rides on boats, planes, or other travel vehicles we have designed to move into Asia, the USA, and even other continents such as Europe to begin taking over and dominating. These ant species, when arriving in a new continent, often have unfair advantages against the local species and ecosystem. They are able to quickly take over and dominate the environment, making them extremely dangerous to local ecosystems as they can reduce diversity and kill off vegetation and crops. Dangers aside, this behavior baffles scientists. How are ants able to cooperate and work with each other over dozens of miles, all agreeing not to harm each other? These creatures, which are so small, are no direct threat to us, but some species seem to have a strange ability to communicate with one another across countries and dozens, if not thousands, of miles. The ant supercolonies often grow to be so large that subcolonies within each colony are not even able to genetically mate with each other. And whereas previous ant colonies would fight each other to the death over resources, these different genetic variation species are now observed as working together. The largest ant supercolony is believed to stretch across 6,000 kilometers around the Mediterranean. They were able to grow very quickly, which will be interesting to observe how it affects things in the coming days. We don't know entirely what all of the effects are from these ants, but it'll be interesting to observe the potential second-order consequences. For example, they may affect vegetation and agriculture, which may affect other animal populations, which leads to a second or third order effect onto us. So we don't know what's going to happen, but in the meantime, with ants growing so much, they are starting to go all over the place. So if you have an ant problem, or any pest or wildlife-related problem for that matter, give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit us at www.wildlifexteam.com and we'll be sure to help you out. Ant problems can happen all year round, and it's a common complaint because they often will hide out in between the walls, in between the floors, in the attic, and other secret compartments inside of your home, which allow them to kind of take over, and via very small holes that you might not even notice that you have in the walls, they're able to pop out and cause some problems for you. So if you have a problem, make sure to contact us. The contact info will be in the description below. And otherwise, we hope you enjoyed this. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you later.